Out of the past, stories of my brutal and savage life. Oh, God, dear Lord, why hast thou tested me this way? Why hast thou put me before the tribunal of pain? Yeah, I wasn't always a boss jock. In years gone by, I've done a little bit of everything, and I think the thing that I did most and enjoyed most was the years I was a locksmith. A locksmith turned evil. That's right. I'd thought about it ever since I was a boy, and I saw a locksmith come to our house to change the lock after Mama had lost the keys. I thought to myself, what's to keep this locksmith from keeping a copy of the key? What's to keep the locksmith from keeping a copy of every lock he changes? Sure, the guy said, all right, ma'am, don't lose these keys, because they're the only keys. But, I mean, come on. What's to stop him from taking one of the two keys, making a wax impression before he shows up, and making a key to our house? I mean, what? Well, after I went to locksmith school, I found out nothing stops him. Sure, they only make two keys that go with each new lock, but nothing stops you from making an impression of those two keys and keeping your own copy. I knew I'd be caught if every place I put a lock on suddenly was robbed. So I had patience. I had the one thing the criminal mind rarely has. And that's patience. I'd put a new lock on a place, I'd look around, appraising the valuables, and I'd say, all right, these are the only two keys. You lose these, I'm going to have to drill the lock out because I don't keep copies of my customers' keys. And then I wouldn't do anything. Occasionally, people would lose both keys. And then I'd come by, even though I had a key, I would drill the lock out because I knew eventually the police, after these people were robbed, would go to them saying, did you have your locks recently changed? They'd say, oh, yeah, we use Grace Benelli, but I don't think he's the one because one time we lost a key and he had to drill our lock out, so he doesn't keep copies. I mean, I planned ahead. I wasn't going to hit any place for 5 years so that they had long since forgotten they had changed the lock. So that would be super. I'd load the place at my leisure and then break a window or something, make it look like it was a cheap job that somebody just luckily got away with. It was my first job, and I used the key to get in. It was the middle of the afternoon. I'd waited until the woman of the house left. And I went inside, and I didn't mess around with TV sets and stereos and bulky things. I went right to the jewels. I started popping them in my pocket. And as I was on my way downstairs, I had just walked into the living room when the door opened, and there she stood. She said, now let me see, where did I leave that? I wanted to bring it with me to the lady. She said, you're the locksmith who changed our lock 5 years ago, and you saved a copy, and you're here to rob us. Well, before I knew what I was doing, my hands were on her throat. I had to shut her up. She could identify me. I had to shut her up. She went still in my hands, and I lay her down on the floor. I turned to walk out the door, but suddenly it flew open again. It was her husband. Honey, surprise! Guess what? They turned us loose today. Who are you? My God, you're the locksmith from 5 years ago. Well, I was on him before he could move. He was an ectomorphic little twerp, and my hands were around his neck. And I squeezed until soon he joined his wife in the sweet sleep of death. I just turned to walk out again when a little kid said, Mommy, I'm home from school. Hey, it's parent teacher day. You can go in and talk. Hey, who are you? What have you done to Mommy? And soon the whole family was laid out. I was turning to walk out the door when suddenly, hey, it's me, it's Bessie. It's Wednesday, time to clean y'all's house. I grabbed Bessie, and soon that rather rotund cleaning woman joined the family. Every time I turned to walk out the door, somebody else, hey, it's the next door neighbor, I just made a pecan pie, I thought you'd like it. It was getting so my hands were aching from strangling people. By the time I was done, I had strangled 37 people. And it probably would have gone on, except the paper boy, passing by in his route, happened to glance in the window and see me strangling these people, seeing the bodies piling higher and higher. And the police were summoned, and I was taken away and put in the back of the squad car. As we were driving away, the lawman put a Camel between my lips, and I drew on it hungrily as we drove away from the scene of the crime. I smoked the Camel right down to the end, and the lawman looked at me as I threw it out the window of the squad car. He said, hey, it's a $500 fine around here for littering. I just smiled and said, put it on my tab.